Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. With the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar. All the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. Now, the thought crossed my mind. We spend at least, some more, some less, a third of our life sleeping. What if, while we were sleeping and we're in that receptive state, we could hear so clearly from God in dreams and get direction for perhaps disasters that are coming in our life? For instance, I have friends that live in Israel. And especially when the suicide bombs were going off, and they're believers, before they would leave their home, they would have to hear from God. What if your dreams, you had the ability to understand? But I have to be candid with you. I've interviewed many people that have taught on understanding dreams, and they talk about symbols. And one symbol means this, and another symbol means that. And to be candid with you, I'm such a pragmatist that if I don't know it's God, I don't want to speculate, but I do want to know if it's God. And so I kind of laid a lot of this aside. But then I got a hold of a course by Mark Verkler. He's been a guest several times on Messianic Vision. And he has designed, and his gift to the body is teaching. He has a first, he learns a principle for himself, then he uses it for himself, then he teaches it to other people. And he's just come out with a 3-CD set. It's actually 5 sessions titled Hear God Through Your Dreams, plus a workbook that will cause you to be able, especially in the times that are coming, to know what God has for you. To be just like my Jewish believing friends in Israel, to know whether they should take a bus or not, to know whether they should even leave their apartment or not. What a wonderful thing. Mark Verkler, how did you get into understanding dreams? And were you just like me? Were you someone that's so pragmatic that you would have these symbolic dreams, not have a clue what God was saying, and so just forget them all, unless they happened to be literal?
Well, Sid, I got into dreams because I met a remarkable individual. I was up in Toronto teaching.
Now, but even before you met him,
yeah.
What was your attitude towards your own dreams? Were you like me, or did you try to understand them, or what did you do?
Well, I never took him seriously. I just figured it was all pizza, you know, because it was all just...
You were like me.
Yeah, just a dream.
Except I don't eat pizza anymore, but that's okay. I can dream about it. Go ahead. Bad joke.
Okay, you know, and I just didn't take him seriously because they weren't rational. They weren't logical. And for me, everything had to be logic and ration and reason. And
me too. That's my biggest asset and my biggest liability. But go ahead.
Well, exactly. When God anoints our reasoning, then he can clean it up and make it.
Okay, so how did this door open to you, so to speak, of understanding dreams?
Well, I was doing a seminar up in the Toronto area, and my seminar on how to hear God's voice got done at 5 o'clock, and I heard that Herman Riffle was in the area doing a seminar on dream interpretation, Christian dream interpretation, and I found out where he was. He wasn't very far away. I went over for the evening session and got introduced to a statesman in the body of Christ who had walked with dreams for years and years and was teaching principles for how to hear God speak to you through your dreams.
Tell me a bit about this, because he intrigues me, this Herman Riffle. He's in heaven now, but tell me about him.
Well, he was a Baptist pastor from... And then he got interested in dreams, so he went and got some training on dreams. He worked with the scriptures, and he wrote several books on dreams. He was 93 when he died, which was a year or two ago. But the Lord spoke to him through dreams counseled him through dreams, guided him through dreams, and we were so intrigued that we brought the person to our Bible school and had him teach us and videotaped him teaching us on dreams many, many years ago.
Well, it was actually, as I understand it, he had a dream that changed his destiny. He would have never lived to 93 if he didn't have this dream and understand it. Tell me about that.
Well, he had a lot of dreams. One of the dreams he shares in his book is he's walking along the side of a mountain on a narrow path with his family behind him, and all of a sudden the path crumbles beneath him and his family go down to destruction. And he wakes up and he journals about it. He says, "Lord, what does this dream mean?" And the Lord says this. He said, "Herman, this private fantasy life that you're engaged in, that you think is so carefully controlled," he said, "if you do not get off this path that you're on, it's going to take you and your family down to destruction." And so Herman repented. He got off that path. He stayed faithful to his wife. The two of them were married, and until, like I say, he died at 93 years of age.
And I have no doubt he would have died prematurely if he did not have the dream and the understanding.
Yeah. Wonderful counsel from the wonderful counselor, correcting him, keeping him on the path of life.
After you began to study his lifetime of revelations on understanding dreams, how long did it take you to start understanding your dreams?
Well, I was fortunate to be in a Bible school where I got a group of half a dozen people around me, and we just got together weekly, and we began to share our dreams and study dreams from Scripture. And it really speeds up your growth if you can do it with a group. And so we spent about 6 months. We did 3 months of training and then 3 more months of just practicum, just coming together and working with our dreams as a group, interpreting them together. And at the end of that 6 months, we all felt confident that we were able to get God's message to us through those dreams.
Now, you yourself had a reoccurring dream. And first of all, if you have a reoccurring dream, what does that mean to you?
Well, that means that you didn't hear the message the first time the dream talked to you.
Oops.
It's the same reason your mother repeats herself or you repeat yourself to your children, because they didn't get it the first time. And so I had a reoccurring dream for probably 15 years of my life, and that I had had a stroke in the dream, and I would wake up paralyzed, feeling that I had a stroke, and I felt bloated in my arms and head and face. And then when I had the elders pray for me once for deliverance prayer, what came out was this actual demon of fear of stroke. And I had picked that up when I was somewhere around 8 to 10 years of age. I was very close to my grandfather. He died very unexpectedly, instantaneously, of what I perceived to be a stroke. It wasn't quite correct, but that was my childhood perception. And I was traumatized by that. And demons are not gentlemen, so they entered. A demon of fear of stroke entered during that trauma. And I had a fear of having a stroke for years. It showed up as a reoccurring dream in my heart, showing that I had a wound in my heart that needed prayer ministry. Once the elders prayed deliverance prayer, that demon came out with that same manifestation that I had in the dream. My wife was in the living room. She said it looked like I was having a stroke, and my face was bloated. My tongue was bloated, and it came out. And it's been now 20, 25 years, and I've never had that dream since then.
Mark, what is more important to me is not that you got this revelation, not that you get dreams every week and understand, really understand what God is saying every week, but can my mishpucha do the same thing?
Yes, every single one who's listening, you can learn to hear God through your dreams. You can learn to receive his wonderful counsel, because he says he counsels us.
Wait a second. You have dreams at least once a week where God speaks to you so clearly.
Yes.
You're telling me that everyone can. Once a week now.
Absolutely. I guarantee it.
Okay. You heard that, Mishpucha. He guarantees it. I got it out of him.
I'm going to give them 4 or 5 things that they can do during this series, and if they'll do those 4 or 5 things, I will guarantee they will have dreams every week from God where the wonderful counselor is giving them counsel to improve the quality of their lives.
Now, you have many, many testimonies of people that have taken your course and then what's happened to them. Tell me about one person.
All right. I'm going to tell you about a lady, Suzanne Corniglia. She developed a Christian dance school, and it was birthed out of hearing God's voice through both dreams and then also journaling about the dream. Her husband, Salvatore, he was taking the courses with us, and they got married. He shared the courses with her, and she had a triple dream experience where the Lord, she was in nursing school, trained to be a nurse, and the Lord redirected her through those three dreams. She didn't get the message the first time or the second time, so he made it very clear the third time, and she changed her course. She got out of nursing school, and what the Lord told her was that she should become a dancer for him and set up a dance school. And that's what the dream said, and so she went ahead, set up a dance school as a result of that. And a testimony she shares back a couple years ago, it's called the King's Dancers. It had grown from 4 students to 165 students. She had 9 staff teachers who were teaching it in 4 different locations in the Albany, New York region. They offered a variety of dances like ballet, tap, Irish step, hip-hop, flag dancing, banner dancing, and prophetic drama. And all of that came out of a triple dream experience where God redirected her and said, no, nursing is not what I called you to. I have called you to be a dancer and to train dancers. And she said it's been miraculous how the Lord has anointed it. They've done dance for both churches as well as secular situations.
Mark, the thing that's crossing my mind right now is in these tense economic times that we're living in, I believe that Scripture is true, which says the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. And what would happen if God were to give a dream to those that are listening right now, redirect their path, and in bad times, they would do terrific?
He wants to do that. He's dying to do that. He died literally on Calvary so he could restore that kind of relationship and give that kind of counsel to his children day by day, week by week, and month by month.
Okay, I know that you want this teaching. You could do it yourself. You could do it with a group. It's designed for you to have a dream a week and understand and hear from God. 3 CD set of teaching plus the workbook available for a gift of $35. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.